Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I am Paula Gordon. What if suddenly Europe became too cold to grow its own food for a decade or more, and the rest of the world's climate also became very cold? Scientists are now confident that such abrupt worldwide climate changes have happened repeatedly many times, and today's global warming could trigger just such a climate flip-flop, according to our guest, Dr. William H. Calvin. He is a scientist who has studied the evolutionary effects of major climate changes on humans for millennia. And Dr. Calvin is deeply concerned that if we trigger a present-day climate flip-flop, civilization as we know it is at risk.
Climate stability has helped create civilization. Civilization is very much what we could lose with one of these crashes, because it isn't that people won't survive and agriculture will survive and so forth, but you'd be left with a world after downsizing by all the, you know, the warfare that would result. What you'd wind up with is a lot of despotic governments that all hated their neighbors for very good reasons. You'd have a situation like Yugoslavia and East Africa and so forth.
William H. Calvin is a theoretical neurophysiologist at the University of Washington in Seattle. He's the author of 9 books about brains and evolution, most of them written for general readers. Dr. Calvin also wrote the January 1998 cover story for the Atlantic Monthly called The Great Climate Flip-Flop, in which Dr. Calvin warns that global warming could paradoxically cause a sudden and catastrophic cooling abruptly. Suddenly, temperatures on Earth would resemble the ice ages. Dr. Calvin is a scientist, not a fatalist. While he believes global warming could well trigger such a catastrophic climate flip, he is also convinced we can prevent it if we use the scientific and technological fruits of civilization. And here's how. Dr. William H. Calvin, when I tell people who are interested in upcoming things about the fact that we're almost to the time when we could talk with you, they would say, well, he sounds pretty interesting, and we know that you talked to him about the brain, but what is this about weather? And then I say, well, he has this theory about how we should be concerned about global warming because it could cause an ice age. And then they look at me in total disbelief, and my credibility is somewhat diminished. They say, how can this be? Can you sort of set the parameters for us of what is the science that lets me say this and not just be nuts?
Oh, the science is that it's happened many times before.
These climate flip-flops.
Yes. What we're talking about here are fairly big and fairly sudden changes in global temperature. You don't get ice with them unless they last for a very long time, and most of them only last a few hundred years. And then there's an abrupt warming that's just as fast, and it pops back up. The only trouble is that in the first 10 or 15 years after one of these coolings, the forests die because it's sort of the equivalent of having jacked a landscape up a few thousand feet in elevation, and so you're in a new climatic zone, and the plants aren't really suited to it, so you get a lot of weeds, and then you get a replacement of more suitable species. But the transition time is very hard on any animals that are trying to make their living off the plants, and that's the big problem that our ancestors faced over and over and over again.
Now, when you talk about a transition period, you're talking about the ability of the climate to change really fast.
Really fast, yes. That's in conditions like today's, where we're basically on the warm side of the thing, it's an abrupt cooling, and it's a cooling that's about 10 to 20 times greater than occurred during the so-called Little Ice Age that started about the year 1300 and sort of wore off by about 1890 or so. That was about a half a degree Celsius change, say 1 degree Fahrenheit. And the changes during one of these abrupt changes that have happened so often are about 10 to 20 times as great. I mean, this is a large change.
That is indeed a large change. Bill is sitting there with that eager face on.
You make a point that is striking, and I think a lot of people tend to say this is Cassandra and this is doomsaying, and we've heard it all before. Human civilization has developed in a very unique, historically, set of circumstances. We assume that the way it is the way it always will be. And civilization is predicated on agricultural surplus. And if you toss all that in, you're talking about something substantive.
Yes, I mean, it's something that would thoroughly disrupt that whole system that supports civilization as we know it. There has not been one of these abrupt flips for about, there's a cooling flip at about 13,000 years ago, and it warmed back up again 1,300 years later. Now, since then, things have been relatively stable. I mean, there have been these little things like little ice ages, but none of those really big things. Before the last flip, these were happening every several thousand years. And our species, Homo sapiens, evolved at least 130,000 years ago. And so people just like us experienced several dozen of these kinds of events just during that period. And I suspect quite a few of them happened before and that they played a large role in evolving humans as we know us.
Evolving humans as we know us, we tend to think in what I think you characterize as a linear fashion. One thing follows the next thing, follows the next thing. Well, I can sort of handle that today is Monday and then there'll be Tuesday. It is now warmish and that's sort of what I expect. Mm-hmm. We're not real adept at handling really complex things, are we?
Wait, we handle quite a number of complex things, like whenever we speak a sentence is a fairly complex...
I stand corrected.
...complex thing. It's just that...
This is the other Bill Calvin talking now.
It's, but the our ability to appreciate really complex chains of events, of course, as we see in science, you can sometimes do that. What's new about... You know, the Ice Age stuff is that we thought we understood the Ice Ages. I mean, we thought that they were due to these sort of astronomical size changes, the tilt in the Earth's axis changes over a 41,000-year period, the sort of when we're closest to the sun, which is currently in January, sort of drifts around the calendar with about a 25,000-year period. I mean, those things correlated fairly well with the comings and goings of the big ice sheets. And we thought that's, you know, what climate change on the long term, you know, was about. And the big surprise starting about 15 years ago was the discovery that there had been these sort of century-long to millennium-long, you know, abrupt flips in the temperature. Now, the ice doesn't necessarily follow quickly. It takes thousands of years for the ice to change. But the temperature itself, all around the globe, sort of jumps up and down in this fashion.
We're going to be back shortly with William H. Calvin, who is a neurobiologist and has an intense interest in the climate, something in which we should all be very interested, he said. Bill Russell is here. We are at the Commerce Club, and we're going to be right back. Please stay tuned.